Turkey has now signed an agreement with the 28 countries of the European Union. It's an attempt to stem the flow of migrants and refugees into Europe. From Brussels, Lauren Freyer reports.
Desperate migrants struggle to navigate their rubber dinghy ashore in the Greek islands. In a video released by the United Nations, adults surge forward to plant their children on safe ground. About 2,000 people have been arriving like this each day in Greece. But starting tomorrow, they'll be turned back under a new deal announced by Turkey and European Union President Donald Tusk.
For sure, this is a breakthrough when it comes to our relations, and also breakthrough when it comes to our main goal, main aim, to stop the irregular migration to Europe.
Irregular migration, smugglers who ferry migrants across the Mediterranean Sea illegally. From tomorrow on, the EU will pay to collect new arrivals and transport them by ferry or plane back to Turkey, even though Turkey has already absorbed nearly 3 million refugees from Syria.
It is a big challenge, I have to say.
But Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu told reporters he'll order more refugee camps built to house those turned back from Europe.
There is no better option, and we have to act not as politicians, but as human beings.
For every Syrian refugee turned back from Europe after arriving by boat, another Syrian refugee will be resettled to the EU from Turkish camps. The idea is to encourage migrants to stay in those camps and apply for asylum from there, rather than risk their lives with smugglers. In exchange for its help, Turkey won some big concessions, nearly $7 billion in EU aid and visa-free travel to Europe for its citizens. The EU will also restart stalled talks over possible Turkish membership in the Union. Outside the summit venue where all this was agreed, protests.
Viva Erdoğan! Viva Erdoğan!
By Kurds and human rights groups that oppose those concessions to Turkey because of its own record. Fotis Filipu is a spokesman for Amnesty International.
We definitely have issues with Turkey's human rights abuses taking place right now, that what we see in this in the southeast, and issues related to freedom of expression.
Up to 72,000 Syrian refugees will be granted asylum in Europe as part of the deal. The logistics will be handled by the United Nations and the International Organization for Migration. Its Brussels director, Eugenio Ambrosi, says they won't take the same risks as smugglers, and as a result, the movement of migrants will take much longer.
You'll never pack a dinghy with 150 people to return them to Turkey. This is what the smugglers do to bring them into Europe, but we will not do the same. So obviously, the pace will be slower, but I would say that that is good.
Ambrosi predicts a spike in smugglers' boats coming across to Greece before this agreement takes effect tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Brussels.